Author Tara Bahadampour spent the first 11 years of her life in Iran, the daughter of an American mother and Iranian father. But when the Islamic Revolution turned violent, Tara and her family fled to the U.S. and made a home in California. It wasn't until the early 90s that Tara returned to the Middle East, and she's since gone back a few more times. It's the experience of those trips, along with memories of her childhood, that are the focus of her new book called To See and See Again. Tara's here today to discuss how her diverse cultural upbringing has shaped her. Tara, welcome. First of all, tell me, what was it like growing up under the Shah?
I grew up probably with two very different extremes. My mother grew up in Los Angeles and came from a very progressive West LA lifestyle. And my father came from a traditional village family in Iran who had been landowners until early in the 1960s when they lost their land. So the coming together of those two sides was, I think, an interesting mix. I probably lived more on the Western side of things just because I went to an international school which was English in the morning and Farsi in the afternoon, and we spoke English at home, but my relatives were around us all the time and were very much still wedded to traditional ways of life.
What kinds of things did you do as a kid there that you might not if you had been a child at the time growing up in the United States?
Well, on the last Wednesday before the Persian New Year, which is the first day of spring, we would all go out in the streets and light bonfires, and everyone in the neighborhood would jump over the fire. And you would get your badness out into the fire and take the fire's goodness for the year. So we had little traditional rituals like that that we wouldn't have done in the States.
Now, my perception as an outsider was that during the Shah, women certainly had more privileges or rights or freedom than they do now. Did you have to wear a chador when you were growing up? Did your family expect certain things from you in Iran because you were a girl?
No, I didn't have to wear a chador because in those days women could really wear what they wanted, and there was a huge range from people who were traditional and wore the chador at the beach and so on. I think that had I stayed there, I would have had some expectations from my family as a girl growing up there. But since I was only there until I was 11, I didn't really get to the age where it became a conflict.
Was Tehran back then a cosmopolitan, sort of glitzy city?
It was half cosmopolitan and half very traditional. Hmm. And it's interesting because it's physically divided in half. The northern half of the city has always been newer and more westernized, and it's where all the kind of people who had been educated abroad or people who had money lived. And then the southern half, which was an older section, much more run down, much more of a labyrinth, is also where the more traditional religious people live. And it's still like that.
So you came to the States. You were here 15 years before you returned in 1994 for a family wedding. You remember what you were thinking as the plane headed into Iran, as you began your descent into Tehran?
I was very nervous. I knew that I had to cover my head with a scarf, and I had to wear a long coat, and I was worried that the scarf wasn't big enough and the coat wasn't long enough. And I hadn't been back for 15 years. And I didn't have a passport to get back into Iran with. I ended up going with travel documents because I couldn't go in on my American passport because I'm considered Iranian there. And I didn't have a valid Iranian passport, so I got some travel documents from the Iranian embassy in Brussels, which I wasn't quite sure if that would be okay. And it turned out that it wasn't. And I ended up in the airport at 2 in the morning being interrogated by people who wanted to know why I didn't have a passport.
You finally did get into the country, obviously. What did you find had changed in those 15 years? Did it all come back to you, or was it radically different?
Very much of it did come back to me. I was surprised at how much of it was familiar. I think I had expected it to be more foreign. And I had been hearing what everybody in the States had been hearing for 15 years, which was that it was frightening and dangerous, and it had been in war, and it was very oppressive. And so I really expected there to be a somber mood, which there wasn't. And even though it had changed in many ways, obviously the dress code is different. There are pictures and murals of Khomeini and different religious figures and martyrs from the war all over the city. But the real tenor of the place hadn't changed that much.
I'm talking with Tara Bahadampour, whose book is called To See and See Again. Subtitle is A Life in Iran and America. Tara, a lot of your relatives stayed behind, and you saw them then after 15 years of not seeing them. What was homecoming like?
Again, I was surprised. It was as if I'd never been gone. Although I hadn't seen these people since I was a child, they embraced me as if I'd always been there, as if I'd just left. They told me all of their secrets, really. They were very open with me, very warm. They all invited me to come stay with them. So that was a great surprise. And I think it's a story I hear a lot from Iranians who go back there.
Are Iranians happy to see Americans these days?
I think that a lot of them are. I went in May with a group of American tourists. I was doing a piece for Travel and Leisure, and I traveled with these tourists around Iran for 2 weeks. And a lot of them were apprehensive at first and worried about stories they'd heard about Iran and worried people would be angry at them. And it was strange because although officially the government line still says down with the USA, and that is actually printed in hotel lobbies of really nice hotels when we would walk in to check in.
Really?
The people, yeah. And, you know, they were a little put off by that. But as soon as we would get off, but as soon as we would get off the bus anywhere, whether it was in a small town or a big city, whether it was a place that had a lot of tourists or really rarely saw tourists, people would come up and hug, like the women would hug the women, the men would shake hands with the men, they would say, "We're so happy to see you here, welcome to our country, are you having a good time?" And we're also very candid and open with them.
You live in New York City now. Do you think of yourself as American or an Iranian? Where's your heart?
I think of myself still as half and half. And I think that the nice thing now, since I've gone back, and since I've gone back a few times, is that it's become less of a black and white issue for me than it was when I was small, or even when, especially when we moved here and I couldn't go back. And now Iran is a place I can go to and buy a ticket, and it's a normal place, and I have friends there, and it's not so much a mythological land of my childhood as it is a living place. And so I think I'm lucky that I can feel tied to both places.
Tara Bottompour's book is titled To See and See Again.